He said, I pray to Father. This is 14, 16 of John Gospel. I pray to Father, and he shall give you what? Another comfort, didn't he say? I'll give you another comforter that he may what? Abide with you what? Forever. Then he went on to say, even who? Verse 17. Even who? The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. The world can't receive the Holy Ghost. They got to first get born again. And see, when you hang with the world, you can't receive what God has for you. It's just that simple. But the natural, non-spiritual man, who? This is verse 14. The natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart. See that? See, these things are not in your head. You got to get in your heart. He will not accept or welcome to heart, welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teaching and revelation of the Spirit of God. They are folly, meaningless, nonsense to him. And he is incapable of knowing them, or progressively recognizing, understanding, and becoming better acquainted with them, because they are what? Spiritually discerned and estimated and appreciated. So we can get back over to 1 Corinthians 14. Now watch what it says. Father, after charity, desire spiritual gifts. Notice it. He was telling you about spiritual gifts over there. A spiritual man will receive the teaching of the Spirit. So he or she can know about the operation of spiritual gifts. What are they there? What are they there for? How to flow with them? They should operate in a public setting. All right, watch. He said, but rather that you may prophesy. Why? You notice prophecy, out of all the gifts, he mentioned prophecy. When people come together like we are here now, and I believe the Spirit of God got some more to say. When people come together like we are now, and so I'm going to read in just a minute. Will you skip me down to verse 3 and then we'll come back to verse 2. But he that what? Prophesies, speaketh unto men to what? Edification, exhortation. When you come together like this, the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you to edify you, to exhort you, and to comfort you. Because you've been through some hell during the past week. Come on. You faced some thing that wasn't pleasant. The enemy did some stuff that you're not quite sure what action you should take. He's been trying to talk you down from your holy place. He put some pressure on you because you didn't have enough money to pay what you owe. Come on. All right. You need some what? Edification, exhortation, and comfort to let you know God will not fail you. God know what to do. Just keep trusting him. He'll raise you to the level where he can't use that anymore. See here, but what we come together and get focused on the wrong thing, I'm trying to get my hoop on. It's all right when the time to preach like that. But some of it, we need to throw it out the door. We really don't need any of it. You understand what I mean? There's a place for preaching, but that, and it ought to be done under the the anointing of the Spirit of God. It shouldn't be done just for me to put on a show. So people can go out and say, didn't that fella hoop? And so what good is it if it didn't meet your need? If you didn't get encouraged, you didn't get exalted, you didn't get any comfort from it. All it did arouse your flesh. And when your flesh gets settled down, you're still depressed. You're still struggling with the stuff. How am I going to pay my bill? But in comforting you, the other gifts can kick in and tell you something about how to go about solving the problem. And that's why we want to be open to the Holy Spirit instead of just coming here just doing what we think is church. So, let me finish. I think I finished it. So let's back up to verse 2 now. Let's learn something. For he that speaketh in the unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. When you talk in tongues, you are not talking to people around you. And that's why you don't just give tongues out in a public setting without interpretation. Y'all follow me now? See, tongues should not be given out in a public setting without interpretation. Prophecy speaks unto men what? To edification, exhortation, and comfort. But tongues interpretation, the two would do the same thing prophecy will. I said, Ben, what are you talking about? Just hang on. The Holy Ghost is going to get this across to us. When I talk in tongues, I'm talking to God. I'm not talking to you. When I talk in tongues, you do not understand what I'm saying necessarily. It may be if you speak a lot of different language, you may understand sometimes because you can talk in tongues and all kinds of things. Because it's supernatural, it didn't come from your mind. It didn't come from where you learned. But when I speak in tongues, the person that listens necessarily don't understand me. And the person that, and I listen to this. When I'm talking in tongues, I don't even understand it. My mind don't, but God does. That's all necessary. I was able to say to him in tongue what needed to be said so he can respond, so his power can be released. So that's why I speak in tongue to God. I'm speaking secrets. And when a secret is being spoken, it's not for those around to hear. You ever see anybody talking to somebody? You ever been in the midst and somebody easels, whisper something to somebody? It wasn't for you to hear because it's a secret. So, watch this. So, when I speak, he said, but he that speaketh an unknown tongue speaketh unto men, but unto God. For no man what understandeth him, how being in the spirit speaking mystery. But in the public setting, come on to verse 3, 4, let's go. But in a public setting, I say again, it would be wrong for me, and I could do it. But it would be wrong for me to stand here and start speaking in tongues. And just keep speaking in tongues. That would be wrong. Now it's going to be helping me because I'm edifying myself. But that's the wrong use of it. Because I'm not here to edify me. I'm here to edify you, the church. Because we got a public setting. But when I'm in privacy, I can speak in tongues. And it's right for me to do it to edify myself. And I need to be edified so when I get here, I can edify you. Do y'all understand what's being said?